guys, this is Maria Fry with Maria Unleashed, a career strategy podcast. And today we're going to talk about one of the fiercest tools in your arsenal when it comes to finding career opportunities, and that is volunteering. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, volunteering. I have seen so many success stories come out of volunteering. And I think the reason is because what we're doing is we're showing people that we're willing to put the work in. So I will give you a really great strategy from the get-go. And one of my favorite strategies is for those of you that are looking for jobs out there, maybe you have a list of companies that you're interested in. One of the things I do with my clients is I ask them to create a list of 30 companies that they're interested in and then network themselves through the organization. You could use LinkedIn, you could use other social media. But one of the really best strategies when you've identified these companies is to figure out if that organization has either a philanthropic arm or if they support a particular not-for-profit organization. It could be the Humane Society, it could be Dress for Success, it could be so many different, you know, not-for-profits out there, and volunteer for those not-for-profits that they support, especially if it's a local company. Living here in New York on Long Island, I will say that we have the second largest industrial park in the nation, and that means a lot of opportunity, a lot of companies, a lot of not-for-profits, but it also equals a lot of opportunity to network and get your foot in the door. So why volunteering? Well, we talk about a lot of jobs that are not posted. So let's just talk about that for a second. 80% of jobs are never formally posted, and there's a reason for that. Number one, you know, companies don't want 5,000 resumes thrown at them, of which 4,750 have nothing to do with the job or the career set necessary for the position. The second thing is the cost. The third thing is the time it takes to really go through all these candidates. So there's a lot of factors. But what companies do often do, because it is policy and procedure, is they post it internally for at least 2 weeks. The other part of this is that a lot of companies choose not to post their jobs because they really are looking for someone from within the network. And within the network could equal them putting it out to their people within the company and saying, hey, if you guys know anyone, and I don't know if anyone here who's listening has ever received a bonus if they brought in someone to an organization. I have definitely done that. My background's in corporate operations, so I spent a lot of time working with big companies. And if I brought in a great candidate after 90 days of employment, I would get my bonus or whatever that, you know, that little extra bit of money is. With that being said, the other thing that we don't know is we don't know what's going on within an organization. So you may not know that, you know, Bob in accounting is really not doing his job very well. They're looking to replace him, but they can't very well put a, you know, a job spec out there or a job description out there or a opening for that position because maybe they're going through a corrective action process with Bob. But then you present yourself being as great as you are, having the accounting skills that you have, and it's amazing what will happen. You know, when I was recruiting, 24, 25% of the people that I placed were with companies that claimed they had no openings. But when the ideal candidate presents themselves, it's amazing what can happen. So the volunteering aspect of it is an opportunity for you to position yourself in front of people you normally would never have access to. What do I mean by that? Well, what do not-for-profits do? They try to raise money. They have gala events. They have fundraisers. They have all these different things that you as a volunteer will be asked to partake in so that this event can go off without a hitch. Now, who else is going to be there? The decision makers, the trigger pullers, the executives, people that you normally would never have access to. So what would it really take for you to like do your due diligence, ask around who's going to be there, walk up to someone and say to him, hi, Mr. Smith, my name is Maria. You and I haven't spoken before. I came across your LinkedIn profile. I know that we're here for the event tonight. What a great event it is, but I would love the opportunity to speak with you about the opportunities that I see that you have in accounting. Would that be okay? What's wrong with doing that? The reality is you just kind of like jumped, I don't know, like five levels ahead of where you would be if you were applying through a portal system. So what I believe in doing is volunteering, but volunteering smart. The other thing I'm going to say about volunteering is that, I mean, it can be a labor of love for me. It definitely is. I think I do more volunteering than anything else that I do, and I absolutely enjoy it. But do not choose to volunteer for something you don't care for. I don't care how much you love the company, how much you want to get your foot in the door. Just don't do that. You need to be honest with yourself about volunteering. because if you're volunteering for a cause, like, for example, you know, you don't like animals, you can't stand them, you're allergic to them, not for you. Definitely not for you. Look for a different strategy. I'm not saying that volunteering is the only strategy, but that's the one we're talking about today. So the other thing on top of that is making sure that what it is that you bring to the table shows your skill set. Maybe you're in advertising, you're in marketing, and they're looking for someone that could do social media or something for them that you're very good at. Whatever it is that you do for them, make sure that it does somehow have a connection to what it is ultimately that you want to do within the organization, if possible. Doesn't always have to be the case, but it is another way to keep your finger on the pulse and to show that you're still utilizing those great skill sets. So you may be asking yourself, where do I find these volunteer opportunities? Again, the best thing to do is that list of 30 companies that I asked you to make before. Look at them, look at the companies, go onto their website, look and see if there's any philanthropic arm attached or if there is anything that they do support. Most of them, if you go to the bottom of their website, you will see what it is that they do, if they have a foundation attached to them. And that's a great place to find opportunities as well. I will say that not all organizations, not-for-profit organizations, do post their volunteer openings. So it is up to you to pick up the phone. Actually, you know, I'll tell you a really funny story. When I first started ECNY, that was how I got over my fear of public speaking. It was volunteering for Dress for Success. And how did I find their information? I basically went online and I Googled them and I found out that they were located very close to where I live, just about 10 minutes, 15 minutes away. And that was a quick phone call. I told them what it was that I did, you know, how I wanted to volunteer. And basically, you know, one speaking engagement led to a second. The next thing I know, I'm on their volunteer board. The next thing I know, I'm chairwoman of the not-for-profit. So the reality is that it really does give you a lot of great connections as well. Never underestimate who you are going to be, you know, volunteering with. And I mentioned boards before. If you have the privilege, because it is a privilege and an honor to serve on these boards, definitely take it seriously. You know, don't take it as a, hey, you know what, this is great for my resume. It is great for your resume, but it's also important that you are honest with yourself and that what you're putting out is what you're getting back as well. And what I mean by that is, you know, by joining these boards, you're actually getting connections with some amazing people that could lead you to great opportunities as well, that are willing to vouch for you. You know, everybody needs a great reference and a great opportunity for the future. But just be honest with yourself and make sure you're doing it for the right reason. Keep volunteering. And you know what? Especially if you're unemployed, right now is the time to volunteer. Yes, looking for a job is a full-time job. I will never take that away from anyone. I will always tell you the truth. It does take a lot of effort, but volunteering is something special as well. And it has led me to every single opportunity that we have now as ECNY. We've never advertised once. It's all been through word of mouth. It's all been through volunteering. And I wouldn't have it any other way. And I think that you also, you know, give yourself an opportunity to, again, get in front of people you normally would never have access to. So volunteering, two thumbs up from Maria Fry. And this is Maria Unleashed. And if you have questions that we can help with, please email me at ama@mariaunleashed.com.